Jamie Stoneham is with me in the studio tonight. She's created a company called Farm Chef, which is giving back to the community in a number of ways. Jamie, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your new company and who you're partners with on this program called Cooking for the Family.
Yeah, so I started a company called Farm Chef that teaches culinary and gardening classes. My main project that I'm doing right now is contracted with St. Francis Seraph Ministries. And we have some other partners like Healthy Harvest Mobile Market and Children's Hospital, Community Matters, a lot of different partners that we work with throughout the year.
And your aim is to bond the families together through nutrition?
Yeah, the class is to create a place where people can build community as well as learning skills, 8 basic cooking skills, and they can teach their kids and get their kids involved as well and learn about healthy eating and affordable cooking.
And you mentioned 8 things.
Yeah, so the different things that we teach them are knife skills, sautéing, boiling, simmer, braising, breaking down a full chicken, as well as roasting. And then, so each class, we learn a whole meal that could feed a family of 4 for under $10.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And so then at the end of the class, they also get fresh produce, and they also get a cooking kit if they make 4 out of the 5 classes, which includes a cast iron skillet, a chef's knife, a cutting board, and a knife sharpener. Just in case they don't have those supplies, we want to make sure that everyone is able to have access to this food.
And you have 5-week courses, is it?
Yeah, so it's a 5-week course. What we do is we have 5 weeks on, 2 to 3 weeks off, 5 weeks on, 2 to 3 weeks off. We are constantly at Finley Kitchen, and then we also go around the city. So our next one coming up is going to be in Lower Price Hill at Community Matters, as well as Finley Kitchen.
And Community Matters, what is that?
Community Matters, it's an organization in Lower Price Hill that has a lot of services for people in the Lower Price Hill. They have gardening, they have a food pantry, they have different business classes, that kind of thing.
Are these courses free?
It depends on the location. A very small deposit, and they get it back if they make 4 out of the 5 classes. And we have scholarships available, so we don't want money to be an issue for them.
And how many people can be in each class?
Each class has 10 people because it's very hands-on. So they do everything to make the whole meal. So we need to make sure we have smaller classes. We do it twice a week, though. So each session, we're allowed to have 20 people per session.
So is it like MasterChef where you have these rows and rows of cooking areas for each one?
How we actually have it set up is like in a U. And so then everyone can see the instructor, but they're doing the cooking as well as the instructor. And so it's just like, they're watching, then they're cooking, they're watching, then they're cooking until we finish the program. But we also are teaching them how to shop and how to, if when you have energy, how to save some of your ingredients, like cut up extra, freeze them. And then when you don't have some energy, you can just pull them out of the fridge as well. And a lot of nutrition and that kind of thing as well.
These are parents who are involved. Do you have the kids come in?
Yeah. So the first 4 classes are just the parents. And then the 5th class, we include the kids. So we really try to get a solid base of cooking skills for the first 4 weeks. And then we want to incorporate the kids because that's all about how we're going to build generational cooking, is get the kids involved as much as possible. So we constantly talk about how can we incorporate your children in the cooking. And so the last class, we don't have any knives and we have everything cut up beforehand during the other classes. And so then that way we can just focus on cooking together and having a good time.
And who are some of the instructors?
We have 3 instructors. So we have Lee Gorman, Mona Bronson Fuqua, and Lakeisha Cook. They are all graduates of either Cincinnati Cooks or Midwest Culinary Institute. And they are fabulous. I have really enjoyed getting to know them, and they really are great at connecting to people. And we hear such great stories about the instructors, and they always are wanting taking photos and like, you have to keep in touch with me and that kind of thing. So it's really fun.
Do you need volunteers to help with this?
Yes, we always need volunteers. So we like to have 3 to 4 volunteers per session. And so if we have 2 locations, that means we need, 16 volunteers per week, which is, you know, a challenge to get all of those kind of volunteers. But we do have a great volunteer corps, but we are always looking for more volunteers.
I understand you've already graduated 200 folks in this program.
Last year, we graduated 70, and this year, we're going to be graduating about 200 is what we're on par for. So it's growing. It's great. We just had all these new instructors, and so we're able to go to new locations, and I'm loving it. And everyone wants a second course, so we're working on a second curriculum because they've just liked it so much.
And the food that you're using, is it fresh, a lot of it fresh and local?
Yeah, so we try to use as local as we can, but we are partnering right now with Healthy Harvest Mobile Market. We're purchasing all of the produce from them, and then the other ingredients we try to source locally, but it's all fresh. So like our chicken that we get is at Bush's Country Corner at Findlay Market. We do a little farmer's market tour of Findlay at the end, as well as go to the Healthy Harvest Mobile Market. So we're trying to get people to see where they can purchase these items, because sometimes they're items that they've maybe never had before, like a couscous or a quinoa. And we talk about where you can get this locally and affordably, and then also how you can substitute it if you don't have access or you don't like that certain ingredient.
The next five-week course, what's the date of when it starts?
The next five-week course starts on June 25th at Price Hill. So we have Sundays and Thursdays in Lower Price Hill. And then at Findlay Kitchen, we have Tuesdays and Thursdays starting June 27th.
Well, it sounds like a great program.
Thanks for
coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Jamie Stoneham from Farm Chef about the Cooking for the Family program, which begins this coming Tuesday, June 27th. You'll find a link to sign up for classes and more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.